Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome back, roast fans, to part two of the official season three rollout episode of the podcast. We'll get right back into the battles, and we'll start with a dirty South war. As two comics who got started in Georgia square off in Hollywood, Jerron Horton goes head-to-head with season two finalist Matthew Broussard.
Jerron Horton versus Matthew Broussard. Now, Matthew's come up short in about, what, I want to say two out of the three roast battles we've had.
The man's been robbed every time.
You're right. The Montreal tournament, he lost to Mike Lawrence.
No, Montreal tournament, he lost to Jimmy Carr. Then he loses to Mike Lawrence.
Yeah.
Then he lost to Frank Castillo.
And he really beat Jimmy.
He beat Jimmy?
Absolutely.
I want to hear that battle.
Yeah, I got the audio. I'll keep listening to this. He really beat Jimmy. He's really nice.
He writes outstanding jokes. He's outstanding looking. He had an outstanding year last year. He dropped an album, did Conan a couple times, had a half hour on Comedy Central. I'm excited for Matt Broussard. But he's going against one of my personal favorites in Jerron Horton. He was in the Jason Reitman movie we shot a couple years ago that went to Sundance. He's writing on the Oprah show. He wrote on I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime. He's one of Jeff's personal favorites as well.
Jerron and I write together all the time. He's a good pal. He really wanted a battle this season. He's always done well. And he's got an underdog momentum happening here because Broussard is such a champion at this.
Right.
And both tall, good-looking cats. So I'm excited about this one.
Yeah.
I love these guys. I love these. You know, Matthew Broussard is really handsome, but he's a nerd at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'll be really curious to see what Jerron's strategy is to take down somebody as formidable as Matthew Broussard.
All right. What do you think, Pat?
I think this is the most photogenic battle we have on the docket. I think these are two very attractive men. Great, great joke writers. Do not sleep on Jerron. Because Jerron was one of the early belly room killers at the Comedy Store. Like, he was one of the first guys when I started doing it that was really, you know, tearing shit up. And he had some of the best written jokes. And then, you know, he sort of stepped away from it a little bit. But
he started getting some real work, actually.
Right. But he's going to come back. I have a feeling he might be the surprise performer of the entire thing.
Yeah, he might end up being a favorite.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it.
Great.
The season one champion makes his long-awaited return to the ring to face one of the fastest-rising young comedians in the world as battle legend Mike Lawrence faces the golden pony, Tony Hinchcliffe.
You know, for me, the most anticipated battle of this new round is going to be Mike Lawrence. We had a lot of trouble finding an opponent for Mike Lawrence.
The right opponent.
We talked to him. Moses and I talked to him many, many times. He turned some people down because they weren't adequate. Most battlers do not want to battle him. I asked some celebrity battlers if they would battle him. They said no. He's too mean. He's too good. Mike Lawrence won the last tournament, the War of the Words tournament, at the House of Blues. No, at Montreal.
Right, Montreal, yeah.
And he's just great. He's just great at it. Y'all remember what he did to my brother, Ralphie May.
Yeah.
Mike Lawrence is an assassin.
Yeah.
So somehow.
Best in the game.
We got on the phone with Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, my God.
And said, Tony, nobody wants this guy. I know it's intimidating. He's tough. But Tony is a fearless guy. Tony's a real roaster.
Yeah, he's written on how many roasts now?
The last bunch of roasts, and he's helped me, and he helped a lot of the big celebrities at the Bruce Willis roast and all the previous celebrity roasts. Tony the Golden Pony, his career is moving up so fast. His Kill Tony podcast is on fire.
Yeah.
He said he would take a break to do this for the fans because the Roast Battle fans want to see a great, great matchup. So
this is going to be an epic, epic battle. These are two of the best roast writers in the business. They write on all the roasts. I don't know what to say about this one except I can't wait for it.
Yeah, and Tony even said to me yesterday, he came by here yesterday, he's like, don't build it up too much. And I'm like, sorry,
don't build
bud.
It up too much.
I'm like, sorry,
it's
bud.
It's not possible.
Sorry, bud. Everybody wants to see this, man.
This is the one, yeah.
Man, last time he battled, he was in a suit of armor. He did it to himself.
Yeah.
This is going to be huge.
I think it's going to be really, really funny.
Also, two regulars at the Comedy Store for our weekly roast battle show. Two of the best judges, maybe the two best judges.
Right.
Always steal the show. Always have a lot of really hilarious shit to say.
Quick one-liners. Just quick, mean, just jabs your face.
And they're mean is the perfect word for it. These guys are both vicious.
Man, this is... I didn't know that was... I just found that out today. Thanks, guys. But, man, I don't know, because I really like Tony. I love his swagger. And I'm going to say that while being recorded. Man. I love his swagger, because Tony believes, like, yo, I'm going to make things happen, and I believe in that.
He does, usually.
Yeah, and I like that. And a boy can write. He's nice with it, and he's got a weird little poor man swagger to him that I really, really love. And Mike is really, really good, but he doesn't announce himself enough, and so, like, when those jokes come out, it's like, whoa, so I have no idea what's going to happen.
I'm excited about that one.
Two of New York's best comics will fly west to do battle as Sam Morril returns to the Roast Battle Arena to wage war with Last Comic Standing finalist Joe Mackey.
Next up, we have Joe Mackey versus Sam Morril. Now, these two, they do a podcast together. They're great friends. Sam was a favorite from the Montreal Roast Battle we did season one. And now he's back against his best friend, Joe Mackey.
I love when best friends battle. Joe Mackey's a cartoon character. He talks like this, if you've never seen him, but he says really perverted, weird, crazy, funny shit. And Sam Morril is a big sports fan, big comedy fan. He got a big Comedy Central Hour special produced by Amy Schumer coming out probably pretty soon after this roast battle. And I'm thrilled when two buddies go, yeah, we'll battle. I love it, man. I love when the affection and the respect seeps through the jokes. I really do. So shout out to Joe and Sam for battling.
Yeah, Joe's style is very awkward and shy. So I was surprised that he accepted this battle. But I wouldn't sleep on Joe Mackey because he's a hell of a joke writer, and he knows Sam personally, so it could get personal, and we may learn some things about Sam Morril we may not want to know.
And these guys are constantly fucking with each other on social media, so
right.
That'll be good.
What do you think, Pat?
I think that Joe Mackey's delivery makes you think that he would not be a good roast battler, and that's why he's going to be a great roast battler. It's like boxing southpaw, you know what I mean? It's throwing a completely different... It's throwing a monkey wrench in things. Sam Morril was successful, you know, the first time we were on TV. He had a great battle with Steve Ranazzisi, had a great battle with Sarah Tiana, but, you know, they're a little bit more traditional. I think Joe Mackey is going to throw it at him from a different angle.
Yeah, it could be fun, man. I'm excited to see that one.
It's a battle 4 years in the making as two superstars from the earliest days of Roast Battle finally go head-to-head when Olivia Grace takes on Kim Congdon.
I guess we get past that one. We go to Olivia Grace, who is a Roast Battle darling. She actually grew up in Roast Battle, battling East Coast lady champ, Miss Kim Congdon. Now, Kim used to battle out here a lot, and then she moved over to the East Coast, and she's still tearing shit up. So what do you think about this one, Pat?
Kim is one of the most accomplished roast battlers that we have. I mean, she has won big fights on the West Coast. She's won big fights on the East Coast. She's gone up against all of the best, and she usually comes out on top. She's vicious and a great joke writer. And this is a battle that, frankly, could have gone down at any point over the last 2 or 3 years.
Right.
This could have happened on any random Tuesday.
They've been orbiting around each other for a little bit. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I'm glad they waited for the cameras, because these are two that need to be captured for the world to see. Two young, funny ladies. Olivia's probably only 22 or 23 now.
Right.
Kim's not much older. Both great joke writers.
Yeah.
And
mean.
Mean.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to battle these two.
This isn't a cat fight. This is like a...
It's a slugfest.
A puma fight.
Who's the favorite in this one? Just curious what you guys may think.
You know, Kim's probably going to be the underdog, right?
You think Kim's the underdog?
Well, because Olivia, people have seen before, you know, she always steps up.
I'm talking about based on what we know.
Based on what we know? I wouldn't underestimate Olivia Gray. She just wrote on the Bruce Willis roast, so she's in roast mode right now. But Kim Congdon battles, I want to say, at least once a month in any city.
Kim has remained active. This is a pick'em to me. But honestly, I feel like Kim could be sharper because Olivia doesn't step in the ring quite as often. You know, we saw her at War of the Words last time we were on Comedy Central, and she did great. But I don't know that she's had a proper battle since then. Kim has been getting in the ring regularly. I think she might be the slight favorite.
Kim been judging, too.
Yeah, but
Kim got a nice
original style. I understand that,
but
I feel like, you know, roast battling is like bicycling. You know what I mean? It's like it just takes a minute just to figure it out again. And
They both have strong men. They're both dating male comics, too.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. They have more support than they've ever had.
Oh.
So I think they're going to come out like this will be a battle of the champions. I'm really, really, really do love these two. So,
yeah, Kim beat the shit out of her male comic boyfriend in a roast battle once.
Oh, she did?
That's how they met.
Yeah. He beat Louis?
Her and Louis J. Gomez, who he hosts the New York Roastmasters out of the stand. And they after that battle, they started dating. And now they're still together.
Yeah. Okay.
see, roast battle is ruining a marriage. This, you know, on television, and we got a couple together.
No, those two are dysfunctional.
Roast battle brings people together, and then it breaks them apart.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Sure, we can't open.
Didn't Lewis battle his girl before? How did that end?
Oh, Karen Feehan. Yeah, they started dating Kim.
That's a good point.
Oh wow. Maybe he's gonna start dating Olivia.
This is like his Tinder.
Oh, that's funny.
That's how he finds girls.
That's hilarious.
And now, for a sneak peek at one of the battlers you'll be seeing on Roast Battle on Comedy Central, check out Kim Congdon as she takes on Louis J. Gomez.
It's one round, seven jokes. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. She's a gentleman. Los Angeles! New York! Are we ready? That'll do. Let's roast!
Louis is a shitty New York comic. He'll never forget 9/11 because it's how much he gets paid an hour.
Thank you very much, Kim. I appreciate that. Kim, she's very cool. I've been learning a lot about Kim this week. Huge gamer, loves to play video games, which is funny because she reminds me of an old school Atari system. You could turn around with one finger, and she only has 8 bits.
E.T.'s abusive stepdad.
I swear to God, this is true. Just now, on the ride over here, Kim told me she hates Brad Pitt. Told me she hates Brad Pitt, which I find strange because Kim reminds me of Brad Pitt's career. She's a 7 that moved to California only to have her snatch destroyed by 12 monkeys.
Louis is called the Puerto Rican snake, but that's because he looks like he unclogs toilets in San Juan.
One of Kim's best friends died on April Fool's Day last year, and when she went to tell everybody, nobody would believe her. Not because it was April Fool's Day, but because nobody would believe that Kim had a friend.
Louis is right. My best friend did die on April Fool's, and when I found out, I said the same thing as his audiences. Is this a joke?
Kim Kim is currently fucking an NFL player. I wish that I could tell you that this was the first time she fucked somebody who wears a helmet and has downs.
Lewis is out of shape, but his father was cut.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Kim actually sells her own merchandise. It's a t-shirt with a picture of her real tits on it. See, most comics sell merch with their best joke on it. So does Kim. They're nice tits. They are, I love the tits, too. I bought 14 of the shirts.
Lewis doesn't do improv, but if he walks behind you at night, it's sketch.
Come on. Let's. Kim reminds me of the Pillsbury Doughboy, and not just because she's a doughy twat, but because after enough pills, anybody could bury their cock inside of her. Thank you.
Lewis looks like The Rock. Got beat by scissors.
Can I use that in my act? It's a fucking good joke right there. It's a good joke. Undeniable. Kim, I just have one question for you. What was more difficult, scraping the bottom of the barrel to find other comedians to write these jokes, or scraping your friend off the highway last year?
Nothing was more difficult than watching you battle tonight.
One more time! Louis J. Gomez! Kimberly Congdon.
In the first of three Comedy Central digital battles, two longtime battle veterans square off. It's an Asian invasion as Alex Young steps into the ring with Robin Tran.
Well, next up, we have another digital battle, and this is against young powerhouse Alex Young against one of our first transgender comics, Robin Tran.
That's right. I battled Robin Tran on TV.
Yeah, you did. That was before. The day that Trump got elected.
Yeah, it was not a great day for her.
No, she thought she was going to be deported
in every
or
possible way. Yeah. And then she had to come in and call me fat.
Right.
You know?
Take her aggression out on you. Yeah, Robin Tran, in my opinion, is a top five battler. She always writes some of the greatest jokes. She's so mean. She's vicious.
And she can
take a joke, right.
Just can't take the president.
Right. Right.
I also love Alex Duong because he lives and breathes roasting and roast battle. He's getting married next month. He has a roast-themed wedding. Two Asian battlers is something you don't see very often.
Right.
And I just love him. He's a lovable guy, but he also has that eye of the tiger. Because he wants it so bad. He hasn't really been on TV. This is a big, big break for him. And Robin Tran, I talked to her yesterday. She's in the zone right now. Shows no fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, know, we all know she has giant balls, so this will be great. It's going to be a great battle, man.
The last leg of Robin Tran's, I guess, roast battling career after the TV thing has been incredible. Like,
right.
Like she's on a crazy uptick, upscale, or whatever.
Comedy. Yeah, she's had like an hour released on Hulu.
Oh, really?
And for stand-up, yeah.
Really?
And she had, Robin's on like a run right now.
One of the best roast writers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every battle she comes at it with really interesting angles that a lot of people wouldn't think of. It's very rare that she goes for the easy joke, like Robin swings for the fences, which I really respect. Right. I love when people do that. She's one of my favorite writers. And Alex has just been working his way up that ladder for
years. Don't sleep on Alex Young, man. He's,
for years, that kid has the eye of the tiger, man. He really wants it. I'm excited for this one.
Anybody want to pick?
I like Robin. I mean, Alex is my boy, but I really, really like Robin Tran right now.
Yeah, I bet you.
I like Robin Tran against Pat when she battled Pat, but, you know, the president got picked and it hurt her feelings.
I'm not going to pick because I have to judge the battle.
Right.
So yeah, I'm going to stay neutral right now, but high hopes for this one. Lots of laughs.
In the second digital exclusive, two of the L.A. scene's best up-and-coming fighters will wage war as Joe Urel takes on Nicole Buchanan.
And in our third digital battle, we have Nicole Buchanan, young L.A. UCLA student, versus Joe Urel, who has cerebral palsy. What do we think about this one, fellas?
Oh, I thought she had cerebral palsy.
Damn. Damn.
Just in her left eye.
Damn. Damn.
Nicole was a must-get on this round of roast battles because she's been battling every 2 or 3 weeks. Even when she loses, she wins because she's so funny. She's lovable. I really see her being a roast battle sweetheart in this one. I think her lovability, her likability is going to help her get around Joe's disability, which is hard to make fun of without losing the crowd.
Right.
The guy is, you know, his speech is impaired. It's getting better. He's clearer. I talked to him yesterday on the phone. He sounds good. His delivery is strong. He's learning to let people sort of come to him and let the crowd die down before he delivers his jokes. He has this long, almost like, you know, the metaphor would be a fishing. He throws that way. He gets you way, way out there with a long cast, and then he slowly reels you in, and then boom, he catches you with that punchline. I love these two. Can't wait to watch this battle.
Yeah, his speech may be impaired, but his joke writing isn't. I mean, Joe Urel, I mean, we have been saying this a lot. I mean, these are the best joke writers in all of roast battle, but Joe Urel he's vicious, man. I wouldn't want to roast him. And I know Pat wouldn't either.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Both on hot streaks, too.
Right.
Like Nicole, I think she's like 6-1 in her last 7, and Joe Urel, just like his last 4 or 5 battles have all been outstanding. So you're getting two people at the peak of where they're at.
Yeah, and
this
isn't a pity thing, like picking Joe Urel. I think, you know, when people with disabilities get picked for things, people are like, oh, they're just giving it to him because of that. Like, no. Joe shows up, and he shows out every time he battles. I mean, we're picking one of the best guys in this field.
We have a lot of disabled battlers who there's no favors. I don't know why we don't have a ramp up to the belly room at this point.
Don't say anything, Joe. We might lose our room.
Yeah, are y'all gonna have those Janet Jackson headphones for with the mic on it for Joe?
For Joe, we hope. It's really, I mean, we feel really bad for the subtitle guy, to be honest with you, but it's gonna be fun.
Are you really gonna have subtitles for that? That's gonna be funny as hell.
Digital always has it, so we'll see what happens.
It's hard to bleep Joe Urel because he talks in bleeps.
And now, for one final sneak peek at two of the battlers you'll be seeing on Roast Battle on Comedy Central, check out this fight between Robin Tran and Joe Urel.
You know, Joe, I hate how people always bring up your wheelchair and your voice and your disease, and no one ever brings up how fucking annoying you are.
Thank you, Ali Wang. Robin, Robin is unemployed, so it's a good thing she doesn't have to buy tampons.
Yeah. There are a lot of things Joe can't hold, like a microphone or his liquor or the arms of a woman who actually loves him.
My limbs are straighter than you'll ever be. Robin wants to be an actress, but she doesn't even portray a convincing woman.
You're no wrong.
Yeah, I am transgender, and I still use my dick more than you do.
Joy Tot Club. Robin is so fat, the only thing bigger than her shadow is her 5 o'clock shadow.
Guys, this isn't fair. I can't call Joe any slurs, yet he gets to slur his way through this entire battle.
My speech is more clear than your gender. Robin had to quit smoking pot because she would frequently forget what gender she was.
All right, Too many, Joe. That was too many. All right. The only person who has ever fucked Joe is God.
Good point. You know, some say Robin belongs in the men's room, some say the women's room. I just wanted to stop crying in the handicap stall.
And finally, in the battle that no one saw coming, the Roastmaster himself will step into the ring for the first time against someone with plenty of big game experience. It's Jeff Ross taking on NBA All-Star Blake Griffin.
We got the judges for the season. I'm going to be officiating again. Thanks for bringing me back, Comedy Central. Jeff Ross, the roast master. Who are the two judges with you this season, Jeff?
Two of my best pals, two roast veterans, Nikki Glaser. Love this woman. So funny. Fearless. Killed it in the Greg Giraldo spot at the Bruce Willis roast.
Yeah.
And then Anthony. I mean, Anthony Jeselnik. He is a roaster's roaster. Even the other roasters love watching him. He doesn't hold back.
He's a monster.
And he understands the game really well. So Anthony and Nikki judging.
It's your firing squad.
Moses will be weighing in. And I've been challenged.
Whoa, what? By who?
I was challenged on Twitter by NBA All-Star Blake Griffin.
And you, to roast battle?
To roast battle him.
Former NBA All-Star.
Oh, come on. You're not roast
battle. Battle.
I got to go with my man. Come on.
So I haven't officially accepted yet, but I think I'm going to accept the challenge. I've never roast battled before.
Oh.
So I've always wanted a battle. It looks so fun. Blake wants a battle. He tweeted me.
What did he tweet?
He tweeted me this morning.
If Jeff Ross versus Blake Griffin goes down, that's the biggest.
That's huge.
That's insane.
Yeah, that transcends our sport, man. That brings the NBA into roast battle, roast battle into the NBA.
He tweeted me this morning at Real Jeffrey Ross, a.k.a. Roastmaster. I challenge you to a game of roast battle one-on-one this Saturday night. Let's see you pick on someone your own weight.
Ooh.
Oh, that's solid.
That's disrespectful.
Can't believe it's spelled correctly all through that tweet. It should be fun. I love Blake. He's a great guy, a funny guy.
And you're accepting the challenge.
I guess I accept the challenge.
Hey!
Whoa.
That gives us all 12 matches.
Whoa.
For round three of roast battle.
Oh, man.
That'll be the
ring?
That'll be the last battle of the season.
You've never roast battled.
Any advice, you guys?
Jeff.
It was nice knowing you, Jeff.
Hey! Don't go for his knees. He's sensitive there.
I will say this, Jeff. I want to see you have the most fun you ever had in your life. Because when you have fun, the whole world has fun.
That's right.
I love when you...
This is major, man.
Yeah.
This is major. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Blake Griffin, man.
Yeah.
We might be able to holler at a Kardashian, fellas.
Hey! Finally. Thank
they might
you,
be
Jeff.
In the crowd.
The gift that keeps on giving. Jeff Ross and the Rose Battle.
This will be a lot of fun, man. We'll rise to the occasion. It's all going down at the Fonda Theater.
Out here in L.A.
Live from Hollywood. Roast battle. One-on-one matchups.
Wow. I can't wait, man. This is this lineup is ridiculous.
You're on it. Jeff is on it. Coach is there. I'll be there.
The Wave.
Oh, baby.
I did hear a rumor that Saudi Prince is flying in just to be there.
Oh, what, Trump's going to let him back into the country?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, baby.
So,
oil well fire, my friend.
Is this the best season of Rose Battle?
We haven't shot it yet, so we don't know.
Is it going to be the best season?
On paper.
Most highly anticipated.
It'll be on every... We'll be on it. We're going to premiere after the Bruce Willis roast that night, and then we'll air for 6 Tuesdays.
Beautiful. July 31st.
In that Tosh spot.
Nice.
So I think instead of, you know, bunching them all together, we're going to spread them out and give the fans a little taste every week.
I love it.
That's awesome.
This is huge, man. I'm excited. Thanks for having us back, Comedy Central. Jeff, thanks for doing this again.
Hell yeah, bro.
Coach, say bye to him.
Yeah, man. I'll see y'all.
It's a good show.